Scott England of Fantasy Sports Network here with Harrison Barnes of the Dallas Mavericks. Harrison, as you come down the stretch here in the season, coach is doing a lot of experimentation and he's moving you back to the three. How do you feel about that?
I like it a lot. Three is my natural position. Anytime I can, as a team, I can be in that position. You know, we can have bigger guys in the lineup, help us with the rebound and help us with the rim protection. So I think going forward, hopefully we continue to do that.
What about Dwight Powell? How impressed have you been with him? And, you know, why do you think that he's had such a major breakthrough season?
I think Dwight's been playing well just because he's gotten, you know, consistent opportunities. You know, he's playing in long stretches. You know, he's an integral part of our offense, his ability to roll, put pressure on the rim, free up our shooters. And, I mean, he's been playing great.
What about, you got Dennis Smith Jr. now, obviously having a fine rookie year. Do you feel like you two guys are maybe the cornerstones of this franchise as you move forward?
I definitely think the future's exciting in that regard. Definitely want to just continue to get better every single day, not get too ahead of ourselves, and to continue to build chemistry and, you know, work every single day to just get better.
What about the balance on this team? They're very good at shooting three-pointers, but, you know, you also got guys like you and Harrison down low.
Yeah, you know, we have good balance. Obviously, our thing this year has been consistency, you know, doing it, you know, throughout the course of the game, every single night. I think our record reflects that. But, you know, if we can continue to, you know, build good habits and try to get better, then, you know, I think in the long term it'll pay off.
You've obviously, you know, you got a ring. And, you know, when you look at some young guys on this team, do you feel like you have to be a leader both, you know, in the clubhouse and by example?
Well, absolutely. But, you know, I think the biggest way to lead is to go out there and do it. You know, there's a lot of guys who can, you know, give rah-rah talks and, you know, say a lot of words, but at the end of the day, people respect action. And, you know, us winning games, us, you know, playing the right way, and that example being set, I think is the best thing I can do, you know, from a, you know, example standpoint.
So I know you're very involved in the community. You took 150 local kids to see Black Panther recently. How was that, and how did you like the movie?
It was a great movie. You know, I always think it's important that kids, you know, have the opportunity to be able to, you know, experience different things, but also, you know, see themselves on the big screen. And to see a movie that celebrates, you know, blackness the way that Black Panther does, I thought it was unbelievable.
So you're back with your high school teammate Doug McDermott here. How do you feel about that? You know, you guys go way back, and now you meet again in Dallas.
It's been great. You know, to be able to play, you know, on the same team as Doug. You know, we had a great run in high school, and, you know, been following his career, you know, as we've been in the NBA and in college, and to be on the same team is pretty special.
Last one for you. Not that you know how it works, but when people have said to you throughout your career, Harrison, I have you on my fantasy basketball team, do you take that as a compliment?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, people are really into fantasy sports, and, you know, all that entails. I don't know too much about it. I don't do it, but, you know, I think it's, you know, it was an honor that, you know, people, you'll pick you for their team and feel that you can perform consistently, you know, on that level.